Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
That will be me, your favourite Essex boy. Do you like that? A little bit of Jason Derulo. He just dishes them out, doesn't he? One after one. Well, I'm joined by my guest. It's Ellie. Ellie Lovelace. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
That name's like something you get off James Bond, isn't it? It's one of the James Bond girls. Ellie Lovelace. Welcome to the show. Now, you're a singer-songwriter. You're local, aren't you?
Yeah, I live in Brentwood. Just, yeah.
So, you didn't have far to come?
No, not really.
The roads are terrible, though, because we've got a dog show here at the Brentwood Centre today, so everyone's coming down for the dog show. And when they have a carp show as well, that's equally as busy, so it's just about dogs and fish. They haven't the other side, it's quite quiet, but dogs and fish, they come from miles around. I take it you're not into dogs or fish.
No, I have two dogs.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
But no fish?
No fish.
No, you can't walk fish, that's the problem, can you?
No.
I can never understand people who have fish. You know, they just don't do anything,
do they?
You
can't speak to them, you can't stroke.
No, you can't stroke them, really. No, you get your hands wet if you try doing that, which is not good. But you can leave them when you go on holiday, which is one good thing they do. They've got men to have a really short memory as well.
Well, 1 second.
So, was it 1 second? Memory. That's not long, is it?
No.
So if you go on holiday, they won't remember.
No.
And if you stroke them, they don't care.
Mm-mm.
They go, oh, that was nice. What happened then? That was nice. Right, now, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're a young singer from Brentwood.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how you started doing that.
Okay, so I guess it kind of started when I started dancing when I was 8, and we'd put on shows every summer, and we'd always do like a few songs, a few theatre songs, and that's what kind of started me getting into theatre, and then more and more I just fell in love with like the feeling that you get when I perform. Yeah, it's kind of pretty much it. And then I just started taking it more seriously, like started getting singing lessons and started going to like theatre groups and stuff to get roles and perform.
People have singing lessons. I'm not having a singing lesson myself. Does it improve your, does it improve your voice or does it improve your technique? What do they do in singing lessons?
Well, when you improve your technique, it will improve your voice. So, yeah, pretty much. But it literally has transformed my voice. And I've only been going since just before Christmas. And I can already, spot the changes. My singing teacher, she's amazing. She's really good. But, yeah, I'm really glad I started it, because if I didn't, then I wouldn't be singing for very long, because I'd end up getting something like nose or something. So.
Yeah. Is it, like, breathing techniques, or do you have to sit there and go, la, 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 la?
Well, my biggest problem is breathing, but so I work a lot on that. But it's a bit of everything, really, like scales, breathing, just correct technique and stuff, really.
Yeah. It's nice to have singing lessons, but I suppose some people are just automatically born with voices. But even if you've got a great voice, you still have to. It's, even the best people have singing lessons, don't they?
To get control.
What do you make of things like, obviously from Brentwood, do you watch Towie or anything like that? You know, into these reality TV things?
Not really into Towie. I'm not your typical like Essex girl. I might sound like it, but I'm not. I'm not really into Towie and that.
What made you want to do music though? For it's a hard industry, isn't it, to get into?
Yeah, it's really difficult. But that's like the difference between I want to go into music, but I want to go into theatre. Like, I want to go into performing, and it's quite a difference. They're both extremely difficult to get into, but I much prefer performing on stage, even if I was just in the chorus somehow. That would be great for me.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people, actually, I was watching Britain's Got Talent. One of the rare occasions I watch it, I'm normally working on a Saturday, and there was a girl that got, so they have this golden buzzer, they do
oh,
now. I
yeah,
don't know what that does.
Girl,
but
Demott, yeah.
That was it, yeah.
She's amazing.
She was really good. I thought, wow, she had an amazing voice. Mm-hmm. But she had done theatre.
Yeah.
She'd done Annie at a very young age, apparently. So as I was listening to the story behind her, I realised she'd done musical theatre, so I thought, well, she's going to be reasonably good. You know she's going to be good anyway. Mm-hmm. They always have someone rubbish on, and then they kind of build up, talk to everyone, yeah. And the music starts going, and and the family gather around, and you know she's going to stand there and go, and it's going to be really good. But I was expecting it, but she's gone straight through, and she was musical theatre, which is good. So it's the kind of thing you want to kind of
head towards.
Okay. What about things like doing your own music and writing your own music? Is that something you'd look at doing?
I guess I would, like, give it a try, but it's not, like, the be-all and end-all of what I want to do. But I think it's really creative to write your own songs, and I think that's a really good skill to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're doing cover songs at the cover. Do you sing them as is, or do you try and kind of change them slightly?
Well, I put my own spin on it, of course, but you can't change it too much, so it's actually unrecognisable. But yeah, I do put my own little spin on it, add my own little like riffs and stuff, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, I think you're right, because when you're going out and you listen to someone sing the covers, you know, songs, you do like to listen to the original.
Yeah, of course.
I think some people can overdo it, don't they?
Yeah.
And you think, what is this? You know, the person wrote the song that way for a reason.
For a reason, yeah.
Yeah. Right, we'll talk some more, but first I'm going to put a song on. Let's have a look. I was going to put on, oh look, Girls Like Will Joseph Cook. Sounds good? Heard it?
No.
No, nor me. That's not good then.
She knows me so well. It's crazy when I think of it. But my heart just needs help. Maybe later we could parlay. Now looking back, I guess it was a kind of hazy. Got me caught up and frustrated in love. Looking back, how did things always get so heavy? Always escalating every touch. You say la, 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 la. To me, finding new functions, still running from the same fears. Now looking back, I guess it was a kind of hazy. Got me caught up and frustrated in love. Looking back, how did things always get so heavy? Always escalating, never touch. You say la 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 la.
FM. Press the wrong button. Mm-hmm. You could do that, see, sometimes. What's, who influences your music? What do you listen to?
I'm quite, I've listened to quite a variety of things, but if you look down my Spotify playlist, it's mostly musical theatre. But I listen to a lot of old songs as well, like old R&B stuff. I listen to quite a lot of Whitney Houston. Yeah, I've listened to a bit of everything, really.
What's musical theatre? So what would you class as musical theatre? Is that like the songs they have in musicals?
Yeah, I'd say songs that are on stage, so songs that you hear in a theatre.
And some of that can be quite just modern music, I suppose.
Yeah, some of it is, yeah. More like the modern musicals like Kinky Boots and Rent, they're quite modern. But then you get old things like Les Mis and Miss Saigon that are quite old, traditional.
Yeah, that's actually in the West End at the moment, Kinky Boots. When I went in London, I see all the...
really good.
It looks really good, yeah. It was they made a film as well out of that. It was originally, I think it was a book and then a film. They made the film. It was a British film. And then, obviously, it's opened in the West End.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, see, Satan learns something new every day, comes on the radio. You've got a gig later on.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So, yeah, I'm singing a set down at the Robin.
Which is on the Ongar Road, on the corner.
Yeah. I'm singing there, singing quite a few different songs. I'm going to measle some musical theatre in there, but mostly I'm singing some Whitney, I'm singing some Stevie Wonder. And then they asked me to do it about a month ago, so I've had this month just preparing for it. Yeah, it's been quite different because I've never done anything like this before, but it's going to be really good.
Stevie Wonder, that's unusual.
Yeah, I know.
What one are you doing?
I'm doing Superstition and Part-Time Lover.
That's a great track. Well, both great tracks.
Yeah, I love them both, yeah.
And do you don't care what if you sing boys or girls songs, or does it not matter?
No, it don't make a difference to me, really. I'm actually changing some of the keys for some of the songs because they're too low, and low songs for me are a bit boring, I think. So, yeah.
So, what about gigging in general? Are you out there gigging at the moment?
No, this is like the first proper gig I've ever done.
It's your first gig?
First gig, yeah.
Hopefully everything will be all right.
I'm sure it will. Well, apart from this cold I've got brewing, which is really bad timing.
Yeah, you've kind of got to have a little bit of honey and... I was going to say some little bit of brandy on the side, but you probably can't.
Cause you're not. It's a bit illegal.
It's a bit illegal, isn't it?
Yeah,
because you're only young and your dad won't let you, so you can't. No, you can't. Well, alcohol's not good, but I know a lot of singers say they often have a little bit.
Honey
brandies
away.
And things like that. So, you know, but if you've got quite a few songs to sing, probably by the end of it, you'd be. Right. So, obviously, your family are big support.
Very big.
Do they help you with the music?
They're very. I'd say I handle the music on my own, but support-wise, they're always there. They're sort of what pushed me into taking singing seriously. Otherwise, I think I would have just done it as a hobby, but I'm glad now that they've said, like, come on, you can do this, you could really have a career in this, so I'm really appreciative of that.
Does any of your family sing? Does your dad sing? I know you're sitting there now going, uh-oh.
No offence, though.
What about your mum?
My mum can hold a note, but she's not necessarily good.
Well, pound note or
something. No, sorry, mum, but...
She might be singing in the kitchen. Does she not sing in the kitchen, though?
I suppose so. Whenever I, like, hear a new song or play her a song, she's always catching on to my musical theatre songs.
What about... The music you was telling me, like, listen to musical theatre, mm-hmm. and a lot of people, as they grow up, they tend to listen to what their parents listen to, and then kind of incorporate that into what they like. Obviously, like their music, but they actually like a lot of the stuff. What do your parents listen to? What's your dad listen to?
You listen to a lot of 80s, don't you?
LBC.
He's a cab driver. LBC. No, he listens to both of them listen to a lot of 80s stuff. What's his name?
Paul
Weller.
Yeah,
I like him as well. Yeah.
He's still going.
Yeah, I like Paul Weller. He's good.
Yeah. The 80s was great. It was a great era.
Yeah. I think some of the songs are from the 80s are better than ones we get now.
Yeah.
They're all a bit repetitive nowadays.
It's a big debate. But yeah, there was certainly more different types of songs back then. You had your ska music, your reggae still coming through. You had your glam pop, you had your
rock. I listened to like a lot of swing as well, like Frank Sinatra. I do listen to a lot of that.
I like swing. When they had all the albums with Robbie Williams started doing it, they made a massive comeback for a while, didn't it? Everyone was making swing albums. But I always find those songs, when I'm running some of the open mics that I've done myself, that's quite a lot of people sing them because they're fairly easy to sing, some of those older tracks.
They tend to have not a lot of lyrics, but a lot of music.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of just standing there listening to music instead of someone actually singing.
Massive instrumental part, yeah.
Yeah.
But to get to the bar and
you
have
to be a good singer to sing them, though, because whenever there are actual parts singing, they're all quite difficult, so...
Right, let's get a track on. We're going to play a track, new track, from Gorgon City. Do you know Gorgon City?
I do, I like Gorgon City.
And this one's featuring the Vaults. We played this actually earlier, but we're going to play it again because I like it.
Tune.
we played that again, Gorgon City. Big things for that one. Big things for Gorgon City. Right, well, I'm here with Ellie Lovelace, and we've been chatting about her music. And she's just starting off in music as well, because she's only 16, so she can't drink when she does her gigs. It's her first gig. She's, at the moment, doing your GCSEs.
Yes, I am.
And we've just started talking off air, because when I went to school, many years in black and white then, we had CSEs and O-levels, which you've never heard of.
No.
So at the moment, you've got to rely on Dad to drive you to and from all your gigs and everything.
Yeah, if I get any more, that is, but yeah. They're my taxi drivers.
I take it he drove you here today?
Yes.
It's not far. You could have walked, really.
Probably would have saved time, but...
Now, you're not going to be singing because you've got a gig. It's your first gig, so you're going to rest your voice.
Yeah.
Rather than take on the nerves of doing a first radio when you've got your first gig as well on the same day.
Yeah.
So, but you're looking forward to the gig, I take it?
I am, yeah. I'm really excited, yeah. It's going to be something new, something different. I'm excited.
What about, I know we were talking about open mic earlier on. Do you do any of that? Is that something you're going to start doing?
I'm thinking about going to the open mic, the one that you are doing.
Yeah, you've got to go to that
one. I think it'll be a good little opportunity, a good little...
Set the benchmark.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get up there, if you do your first song, or do a couple of songs, everyone will be going, ooh.
Yeah, I think I'll probably make an appearance there, yeah.
You know, it's always best to go first, because and see everyone's face and they go, do I have to go next? I know we were talking earlier on about Britain's Got Talent. We were talking about that young lady done well last night. Is that something you'd ever do? Would you look at one of those platforms to there's lots of scouts out there now, so you could, someone said, look, we want you on the show. Britain's Got Talent's probably better than some of the other shows, because you can kind of do your own thing, so to speak, without having to do an ABBA week. So is that something you'd look at?
I don't know. Possibly, maybe in the future, once my voice is like tip top condition, then maybe I would, but at the moment I'm sort of just happy with what I'm doing. But I do think about it sometimes, and if I would like make it and stuff. But even if you don't, just being on the show would be amazing. So
you got your exams coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What are you sitting at the moment?
Well, I took geography, PE, and drama, GCSE, and obviously I have to do English, maths, and science, and PRE, which is RE. I've got all those exams, which is pretty much like a straight month of exams.
Yeah, what's your strongest points?
English and drama, I'd say. Everything else is is okay, but...
Yeah, we had drama. I remember having drama years ago at school. Mm. So you take an exam for that. Do you do practical exams as well?
So you do a practical exam. A practical exam is 60% of your grade, and then you do 40%, which is like a written exam, which is probably the hardest part. So, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, but it must be a little bit more nerving doing the practical side, because you've got to...
No.
No?
Written is so much more difficult.
Well, there's no nerves in written, though, so you don't have to be like...
No, you do.
Do you?
Yeah, there's like... It's quite strict with like how much you write and time-wise, because it's probably my shortest exam. So you have to write like two sides in like, I don't know, like 20 minutes, and you have to think about what you're going to write. And
is it like I wonder if it's like the olden days, but you all go into the main hall with just one desk and a clock up there and your pencil and your paper.
So they give you your timetable.
You're not allowed to turn the paper over
until they say go, and you have your seat number. So that's it. That's a stress, trying to find your seat number.
And off you go.
Yeah.
Are they multiple questions, or do you have to have the answer? They don't, like, give you a clue.
No, they don't. They just...
I need a clue.
It's just you, a pen, a piece of paper, and the questions, and that is it.
And stripped of your iPhones and Google materials, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't even have Google. When I was at school, we didn't even... Well, I had... What then was classes, the digital watch. It was one of the very first ones. It was bigger than my wrist. I was like so pleased. But you looked at it, and of course you couldn't see it, because you actually pressed a button and the red LED would then flash up with the time for about 4 seconds. If it was sunny, you couldn't see it at all. It had to be in the dark, which kind of defeated the object of the then digital watch. And then they quickly phased out and went to LCD. You have no idea what I'm talking about, probably, but your dad will probably go, yeah, I had one of those.
I really don't know.
I had one of those calculators which you could turn upside down and write hello on it. And we used to go, look,
I still do that.
It says alone.
I still do that.
We'd be amazed for weeks upon weeks. And when you look at technology now, you think, oh, it's so frightening. Mm-hmm. Right, let's have, we're going to have a couple of adverts, then we're going to have a track from Jay Sean, which is, who's got Sean Paul in it. We'll be right back.
Book your table at the Balti House, Brentwood's finest bring-your-own-drinks Indian restaurant. Make the most of our special offers, including our five-course meal deal, served Sunday to Thursday for just $13.95, or our Sunday buffet open from 1:30 until 9. Takeaway is also available with 10% off delivery and 15% off collection. Plus, a free side when you order over £12 and quote Phoenix FM for both eat-in and takeaway. Find us on Hart Street, Brentwood, or give us a call on 01277-202-292.
Grab your onesie, gin jams or nightie for a pyjama party like no other. Take the Star Walk in Romford Town Centre for St. Francis Hospice on Saturday, July the 16th. Bring a friend or bring a team for a great girls' night out. Sign up by April the 30th for just £10. Go to sfh.org.uk. Help raise £50,000 needed from this year's night out. Be a star for your hospice and join the Star Walk.
This is David.
Hello.
And this is Sue.
Hi.
David and Sue are days out, quids in with C2C trains as they take a trip to the Thames Estuary Paths this spring. Aren't you, David and Sue?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Be like David and Sue. If you're 65 or over, get off-peak travel from £5 with the Senior Rover. C2C trains. For more great spring fares, visit C2C online today. Terms apply. Off-peak weekday excludes bank holidays.
Hi, Pop Pickers, this is Mikey here. Just in case you didn't realise, I now present The Breakfast Show on Phoenix FM. And we talk about stuff like, you know, what do we talk about? What do we talk? Rubbish, rubbish. We talk about rubbish and stuff like, are Tina Turner's legs on back to front? What shape would chairs be if your knees bent the other way? And why don't sheep shrink in the rain? So if you want to join me for some absolute nonsense between 7 and 10 every weekday morning, come along, 98 FM and online, phoenixfm.com. Brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, proud of the past and dedicated to the future.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, it's Sean Paul alongside the man them called Jason. If you the girl them, tell him them again what we tell them.
Pass me a drink to the left, yeah. Said her name was Delilah, and I'm like, you should come my way. Yeah. I already surrender. Damn girl, that body's fire. You gon' remember my name. You need it, I need it. We can jump in the deep end. I wanna get lost in your love. I just wanna be close to you.
I just wanna.
And do all the
and
do all the things you want me to. I just wanna be
Love how you move, you know that I'm with it. Perfect size, I know that you fit it. Just let me hit it, you know me not quit it. And did the yell like Cassie and Diddy. Me now want them a watch me like Sin City. Full time you run the thing, me talk legit. If you don't come, give me that, woulda be a pity. My girl, come me down, want see something me want in a life and then waste time. Are you with me free every day, baby? Full time when you dip on me mind.
Jay Sean, You Make My Love Go, featuring Sean Paul, who's he's not really on it, but he's probably got paid like 100 grand just to put like a couple of little words. Is it Sean Paul? There you go. That's me fee, mate. Oh, cheers. I'll just add that to me track, shall I? Let's have a look at the travel. We've got a few disruptions on the trains at the moment.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Right, not too bad. And I was in London yesterday, and it was a lot better than I thought, actually. Bakerloo Line, trains not stopping at Paddington due to today's engineering works. Central Line, station closed at Holland Park due to maintenance work. DLR, minor delays on the Docklands Light Railway between Bank and Popular and between Tower Gateway and West Ferry. That's due to a faulty train that's causing that at the moment. Reducer escalator service on Piccadilly Line, Jubilee Line, Victoria Line and Green Park due to today's works. Northern Line, limited access there at Victoria Line and Euston. And also replacement bus service running on Northern Line between Archway and High Barnet and between Archway and Mill Hill East due to today's engineering works. Disruptions on Victoria Line, limited access there. Doesn't say why, but engineering works again on that one, so there you go. And also the Piccadilly Line and Green Park. Other than that, it's more or less okay on the Underground. Overground is like this. Replacement bus service running on London Overground between Gospel Oak and Barking due to engineering works. And last but certainly not least, London Overground between Romford and Upminster due to today's works. That's your traffic and travel. You're up to date on 98. The time is 13:37.
The Beaches Care and Nursing Home. Meals, activities, housekeeping and more from just £850 a week. Why not call in and take a look? London Road, Brentwood.
We rely so much on technology, don't we? Mm-hmm. I'm reading the screen, see, and it's coming up live, and the stuff's coming up, and it's like a show, and that suddenly changes because it just changed halfway through. It's like updated. I do that quite a bit. I check my phone for everything. I just see what day it is. So if I'm reading, like I did earlier on, we said, oh, it's 1 o'clock, and it's like 12 o'clock because the clock was wrong on the computer. But we do that quite a bit. We're looking at things. I'm just doing it now. Look, by the way, Swansea 3, Liverpool 1. That's the current score, so I'll just use my phone for that. Games coming up, of course, Manchester, Leicester and Southampton at 4 o'clock at Man City. So everything's online now, we can see everything. You going to start putting your music online?
Well, there's a thing called SoundCloud, where a few of my friends have put some covers on there. But maybe.
Can we listen to that? Is that something? Can people find that?
Yeah, if you just like... I mean, most people put their links in their bios on like social media, and then it's pretty easy. But I don't really know. I've only ever listened to a few
bios. Is that like washing powder?
No.
Tell everyone what it is.
A bio is like, so say for instance on Instagram.
That's it.
Yeah. So you put you maybe put like your name, how old you are, and then like you can put links to your like Twitter and stuff.
I try to keep up with all the slang. But how about your dad? Can he keep up with that? When you say bio, does he think straight away thinking washing powder? Well, what white are the white?
Probably not.
I've just updated my bio, Dad. Uh-huh. Oh, what's that? It's hard work, isn't it? Are you quite technical? Is your parents quite technical?
I am.
Do you keep up with technology?
I don't know. Not really. No, he just to turn his phone off, he had to take the battery out, so I don't think he's really got a clue.
Oh, do you not do that then?
No.
Oh, that's right. That's what we've done in the olden days, you know what I mean? The olden days. When we had our first phones, which were quite large. It was like bricks. And at the height of the time, it was in the 80s, it was a big, big thing, like, you know, and you pick them up and you make your phone call. And if you was on the phone for like 2 minutes, you put the phone down and they go beep, beep, like battery. Mm-hmm. because you have the battery like the size of a brick. Mm-hmm. And it like, only lasts about like, an hour.
Kind of the same as an iPhone, though. They don't last long.
They don't last long, no.
There's not much of a difference.
It's like, because there's so much going on them now, isn't it?
True.
Right, so you're going to be singing a bit later on. You were telling me about the theatre people come and see. What was that?
Oh, it's just a theatre group that I'm part of. Mm-hmm. It's called BOSSY. Stands for Brentwood Operatic Society. And, we put on pretty much, like, we base our whole year around, like, one production. And this year we're doing Rent. Rent is really underrated. Not many people have heard of it, but it's such a good musical. And I got the part of Joanne, so that will be played in the Brentwood Theatre probably about November. And then at the beginning of the year, we do like a showcase with like a mixture of theatre songs. But honestly, I love it there. It's so good. So many talented people.
Great stuff. Well, listen, we look forward to seeing you at the Robin tonight. If anyone wants to go down and say hi.
Yeah, come
sing
down.
Live. And it's going to be, what time is it starting? 6 o'clock? Is it 6:15?
Well, it's said to start 6:30, but I probably won't start until about 7:30. So, that's come down.
Yeah, it should be a good night.
Say hi.
Robin, which of course is in the Yonge Road.
Yes.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Have to pencil in a date for you to come back.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you've got a cold, you're doing well at the moment, and you've got a live gig later on.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling a little bit better, you come back and perhaps we'll do a couple of live tracks on the
record. Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Okay, that's Ellie. Thank you, Ellie.
No worries.
Cheers. Well, we were talking about a song earlier on, Jonas Blue, Fast Cars. Should we put it on?
Go on, then.
I think we will.
Go for it.